It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce recently went through a change in leadership, and Candace Kendall is the new president and CEO following the resignation of Amelia Harrison, who moved to Florida in order to be closer to family members. We're pleased to have Ms. Kendall joining us in studio today. So first off, congratulations and thank you so much for coming on Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. First time on Motherlode Views. And I know many who have been active with the chamber probably recognize you from the past. So tell us a little bit about your background.
My background with the chamber. I started work there, I think, in 2015. And I was there for about 2.5 years. And I was the assistant to Michael Ayala when he was the president and CEO. Kind of all-encompassing position. Did everything from membership, helping with membership, talking to members, sending out newsletters, organizing events and training programs for our members. And I really enjoyed that, you know. Left a little bit of my heart there. It's probably why I had to come back.
You know, what was it that made you interested in becoming the CEO?
I feel that it was, one, with Amelia leaving, the need was there, and I felt like, having been in a role, involved with the chamber before, I had, kind of like, a little history with it, a lot of knowledge about, you know, what direction we needed to head, and I thought that I could help implement that.
Besides your work with the Chamber of Commerce, what other things have you done in your early career?
My early career, I have a degree in finance. So I spent 10 years as an accountant for Toyota Motors. And that was while I was in Trinidad and Tobago. I have done many different things while I've been in Tuolumne County. One of my first jobs was at Skyline Place. And I really love serving. So I've done a lot of volunteer work, helping with adult literacy at the library, things like that, since I've been here. So I really love interacting with the people in this area.
Do you have some early goals that you've identified as for the Chamber of Commerce?
One of the main things is, just getting our name as a chamber out there, really, sharing with our members just how much we do. I think there's a lot of things that, we are responsible for, that we are a part of, that only the people who come to these board meetings know about. And I think it's important to really share that with our members, to let them know like how much we're doing, how much our involvement is with Cal Chamber, with the League of California Cities, with all of these groups, and I guess getting that information out there. Because we're just more than just a promotional club, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to get that out and really give all members that value, let them see.
Yeah, so what are kind of those various things that the chamber gets involved with?
So right now, like, I guess one of the more interesting meetings for me has been the Government Affairs Council. So we have quite a few representatives from various organizations in the community, you know, the city, the county, just U.S. Forest Service, all of these people come together and, you know, it's like a brainstorm, an informational session. Decisions are made about whether we support certain legislature, and we then take whatever necessary steps to ensure that, you know, we want that the laws that will be best for our community move forward, and the ones that are not don't, you know. So
those meetings, are they open for all chamber members to attend?
They are open for all chamber members to attend. We've never had 300 people come to mm-hmm. them, though. But, you know, we have spoken about that, maybe, you know, having it in a different format so that people are able to more welcoming, you know. And again, it's, do they know this? Do they know that they are welcome to come to this?
With the Chamber of Commerce organization, roughly how many members do you have right now?
We have just under 300 members.
Okay. Yeah. So how would you say is kind of the current health of the chamber?
I think we are in a good place. But there is room for much improvement, and, you know, talking to members, both past and present, because I've reached out to a few members who have decided not to renew, to find out why that is, maybe what we could do better. And I think we're in a really unique place with the move and with the new board. We have a lot of new members on the board, and we're in a position to really make those new changes and have those new ideas. And, you know, it's a very open forum, and we hope that with having this new era, everything just moves forward in a positive way.
Yeah, you mentioned the move, and that's something else I wanted to ask you about. So the office location is headed to a new spot, correct?
Correct. So we were on Shepherd Street for quite a number of years, and now we've moved to Mono Way, in the same building that houses Motherlode Job Training Center. The goal for that building and that space is like an economic prosperity center, where we can help the needs of businesses and employees, where members could help get training for certain mandatory things that need to take place. Like right now is a big push for everybody to get sexual harassment prevention training for their employees, part-time or full-time, you know, and that's probably one of the hot topics right now, when we are working together with smaller groups to get that training done.
So creating an economic prosperity center, are you sharing that space with other entities in the community?
Right now, the space is shared with SCORE, which is a small business mentoring organization, Motherlode Job Training, who help job seekers, but they also help businesses, because they're grants and things like that, where they're able to help businesses that might be failing or may need an extra training or information to help them keep their doors open.
You mentioned helping businesses with sexual harassment training. Is that something that's been a requirement at the state level, or is that just something that you're hearing a need for in the community, or people asking for?
It is a requirement. Legally, anybody with five or more employees have to have this training. Supervisors need a 2-hour training. Employees need a 1-hour training. And it's available from private entities as well as Cal Chamber. And right now, people are able to get it at a cheaper price through us. So, you know, we've been pushing that because it needs to take place by the 1st of January 2020.
And roughly how long have you been the new CEO?
I started May 1st.
May 1st?
Yes.
So what have been some of the early things that you've been doing? I know you're still relatively new on the job.
Organizing. it's, again, with the move, you know, a lot of things have been in storage units or, you know, not fully accessible. So that has been one small hurdle, but just really going through and seeing what's been done for the past few months, how we can improve, maybe streamlining certain tasks, certain financial aspects, because I have a very strong background in that, and that was one of the first things I did. My first week was just going through finances, going through the books, and, you know, really seeing where we could tighten up and clean up things.
We need to take a quick break. We're joined in studio this weekend talking about business activity in Tuolumne County, joined by the new CEO, the president and CEO of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, Candace Kendall. A programming note: next week on Motherlode Views, we'll stay on the same general topic of business growth and economic development when we're joined in studio by the new Tuolumne County Economic Development Director, Cole Prisabilla. County started its own economic development efforts following the dissolution of the TCEDA, which is the joint powers agreement between the city and county, and Prisabilla will be on next weekend to talk about his initial goals and plans. Our second segment coming up with the new Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce Director on Motherlode Views is just in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.